In 3 out of every 4 cases in which a prisoner has been exonerated by DNA evidence, that person's conviction was based on an eyewitness testimony. And more often than not, the witness is white and the convicted person is black. Now, police departments and prosecutors in New Jersey are beginning to rethink the way they conduct a common investigative practice, the police lineup. Nancy Solomon reports.
In 1993, a New Jersey man named McKinley Cromedy was convicted of rape based on a sole piece of evidence. He was identified by the victim. 6 years later, the state Supreme Court overturned the conviction. The court ruled that the trial judge should have instructed the jury to consider whether the white victim could accurately identify the black defendant. Then, while Cromedy sat in prison awaiting a new trial, DNA evidence in the case exonerated him.
Our judiciary was very much up in arms, and they started taking a long, hard look about eyewitness identification.
Lori Linsky, a deputy attorney general, supervises all of New Jersey's county prosecutors.
We received marching orders. Find a way to make the use of eyewitness identification better, or we're going to take away your ability as prosecutors and police to use this type of evidence.
Linsky looked at the research and found that when witnesses look at a side-by-side lineup, they tend to compare all the options and pick the person who most looks like the perpetrator, even if the real one isn't there. So New Jersey switched to sequential lineups, in which a witness looks at the photos one at a time and tends to make a yes or no decision based only on that one photo. Many detectives, like Carl Riley in the Union County Prosecutor's Office, feared they'd never get another witness ID. But Riley says he's noticed that witnesses seem better able to pick out the suspect.
You'll see their eyes get big, or you'll see them say, "That's the guy right there." You'll see their finger point and do whatever. Said, "Okay, we have to show you 4, 5, 6. I don't need to see 4, 5, or 6. You know, I know that's the guy." As opposed to just a regular 6, when you're looking at all 6, you would just see the person looking, you know, 1, 2. You'd see their eyes comparing, you know, looking around. "I think number 3. Yep, number 3, number 4, I'm not sure." You have more of a positive, definite reaction this way.
Sequential police lineups do not, however, fix the problems with cross-racial identifications. The Cromedy decision requires New Jersey trial judges to tell juries they should consider race in determining whether the identification is believable. Meanwhile, the switch to sequential lineups outside New Jersey has been slow in coming. The federal government does not require them. North Carolina is using them, and a handful of cities, including Boston and Minneapolis, have recently switched. Boston prosecutor Josh Wall says it took a crisis, the imprisonment of several innocent men, to motivate the change.
I was trained, like almost all prosecutors of my generation and previous generations, to believe that if a witness or a victim identified somebody from a photo array, that that's the person who did it. And it's only in this recent era of DNA proving that we have erroneous convictions that it's clear to me and other prosecutors that a witness identification can be wrong.
Now that researchers have figured out a better way, Wall says the challenge is to convince prosecutors and police who haven't faced the shame of a DNA exoneration to change. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.